Hello. I'll just go back. I'll do a bit of a testimony as well, just seeing as Phil was sharing that. And I've been on a journey with God recently, which is incredible. I've been working in the day centre, which has been my absolute heart for, I don't know, maybe 14 years, something like that. And I never saw myself doing anything else. Couldn't imagine being anywhere else. I might cry, actually. I just absolutely love everything about it. But when we knew that we had the opportunity to do, or there was a possibility of doing safe sleep, which is, you know, 7 nights a week, people sleep in here for 6 months through the winter months, my heart just leapt on the inside of me, but dismissed it as nights, actually, you know, for goodness sake, wants to start nights at my age. But something on the inside of me was just pounding with passion for this, because previously we've done night shelter when it's been cold, zero or below, for 3 nights, and we've put the facility on here. And I would love being involved as much as I could, but that's where it was at. So I've been in this journey with God. And the fact of now being able to say that I'm going to be part of this safe sleep is just, it's beyond, I don't even know, because logically I'm like, what on earth are you doing, girl? But there's something on the inside that it's so God's heart. So my testimony is, you know, God's got us our beginning from our end. There was a real hurdle to overcome, which stopped me even expressing an interest in the middle. And I expressed that to Phil. I'm like, if this wasn't happening, I'd have been interested in that. And he's like, no problem, we'll sort that out. God has just gone over and above and beyond. And I just want to throw it out there. God's never finished with us. Don't ever settle for where you're at. Not that settling in the day centre was settling, because I loved it. But you know what I'm saying? It's just like my testimony is I'm just about to start a new part of my journey that I never, ever imagined. But God's just orchestrated it all and is doing it. So God's good. So this is just, I want just like interactive family time here today. All right. So I'm banking on the fact that people are going to get involved with me. I've been thinking quite a lot recently about how I speak. So I'm going to throw it out there to say this morning, what I want us to be looking at is how we speak. Now, I would consider myself quite a positive person. I think I'm quite positive. I think I'm quite bright, quite sunny. People seem to say that about me. I'm friendly. So I would have said I'm quite positive. But since looking at the way I speak, I realize how much negativity comes out of my mouth. Now, it's not conscious, because at a conscious level, I always try and be positive. But I've been examining myself and how many times I've caught myself saying, I can't, never, it's pointless, what's the point, it's just too much, I can't do this. Just things that you might think, well, that's not really negative, you know, I'm not saying things like, I hate you, which we sometimes call negative speech, don't we? It's just, that wasn't aimed at you, Karen. It's just, I've been shocked at the way the words that come out of my mouth, I didn't realise, because I stand here, and what I think I bring is I bring good news, I bring hope, I bring love, I bring peace. That's what, like, that's my heart. That's what I think I carry. So that's what I want to be imparting to people. I want to be an encourager, an affirmer. Well, that can all be true. But also, there's part of me that obviously is not bringing that vibe with me. Now, why am I saying all this? What's the point in this? Words have power. And there's a verse in the Bible, and I'm going to read it from the Message version, and it says, words kill. Words bring life. They are either poison or life. You choose. Quite profound, isn't it? And words, we're speaking them all the time, in fact, aren't we? So when I open my mouth, when you open your mouth, you will either bring life or you will bring death. You will either bless or you can curse. So let's think for a minute. What might, this is the interactive part, by the way, whiteboard. What kind of things might come out of our mouths that are negative? Just generally. You don't have to say, this is what I said this morning, but in general, let's look at some of the negative things that we might say as a matter of course that we don't actually even realise we're saying. See how easily these are flowing. And we probably didn't even realise. We probably don't even realise that actually, would you class these as quite negative things to be saying? There's a negative connotation to them, isn't there? Any more obvious ones? Because I don't want to just... Right, we've got room for one more. Two more. So I'll just read these. So these are things that just we might just say as a matter of course. I can't. I'm not doing that. Can't be bothered. It's too hard. Not worth it. Don't care. Not good enough. What's the point? Do it later. Nothing changes. What have I got to bring? Too much change. It's not my job. Why should I? Why me? It's not fair. I always get the blame. You're damned if you do. You're damned if you don't. It'll never work. Double-minded. It's just the way I am. It's always been this way. I'm never going to be happy. It's okay for them. It's inevitable. Why? I'll be happy when someone else will do it. It's not my problem. So that's a very small selection of the things that we may be saying. So let's come back to what we're talking about. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we can bring life. We can bring death. Now, why am I talking about this? What on earth has that got to do with anything? Because we have learned a lot recently and are continuing to learn more about how powerful words are, in that they carry frequency, that they resonate, that everything is matter. Now, I'm not going to try and give any scientific lesson here, because one of the things that I've realized, my negativity, is I put myself down in these things all the time. I don't get that. I'm not scientific. I don't understand, right? Which I think, well, that's just me. That's just who I am. But actually, what potential am I giving myself for ever changing and ever becoming something different? So I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is I'm not going to give you a science lesson. Because right now, I don't understand it. I can say that. But what we have been learning is that everything is energy. Matter carries energy. We are almost 70% made up of water, which carries frequency. The words that we speak, that we hear, affect us. And I'm going to show a video in a minute, because I'm very clever, to say how words affect us at a core level. And what I want you to do is just think about all of these things that we've been doing. So positive words carry a higher frequency. Negative words, or even the sound of our voice and the way that we say things, carries a lower frequency. And if we are going to live lives that are whole and healed and fulfilled and come into all of our potential, we want to be vibrating at the highest frequency possible, don't we? And it's just being aware how much we can influence that and how much life may have influenced us to lower our frequency, and God wants to start raising it with us. That's probably as much of a science lesson you're going to get. But if we just watch this now for a minute.
So one of the cool things that Terence McKenna says is that the world is made of words. And if you know the words the world is made of, you can make of it whatever you wish.
Okay, so obviously this is not about positive speaking per se. It's about seeing that God created us in a certain way, and he's given us tools to get our greatest potential. And the more we understanding about frequency and how we're created, we can see that actually words are powerful. God created the world. He spoke the world into being with a vibration and a frequency and a resonance. And we have a part to play in that. So the snowdrop, the things that look like snowdrops, were actually an experiment of water particles that spoken over, wasn't it, consistently with those words, and then frozen, and then looked at under a microscope. And those patterns really demonstrate what I'm saying, because the ones that were positive and at higher frequency were beautiful, and it showed that actually those ones, the negative words, they weren't too great, were they? We all function at frequency, so our bodies function at a frequency, and depending where we've been, our background, our history, what may or may not have happened to us in the past, we may be resonating at a very low frequency, because we may respond to those negative words more. Obviously, as we pursue our healing path with God, and God's bringing restoration, and our wounds are being healed, our frequency is going to rise, and sickness and disease and bitterness and all of those things that we talk a lot about here, they grow really well at a low frequency. So what we want to do is, how can I start to raise my frequency? And one of the things that we can look at is actually the way that we speak, the way that we speak about ourselves to ourselves, the way that we speak to others can actually change that frequency and bring it higher or lower. There's another Russian scientist that I don't know his name, but I was reading some stuff about his over the last couple of days. And in Russia, there's this huge thing now that DNA, that's the kind of actually who we are, DNA, can be reprogrammed by words and frequency. How bizarre is that? It just shows us the power that words have. So negative stuff will lower that frequency. If we operate at a low frequency on the inside of us, if our body, we're likely to be more poorly, more ill, to get diseases, because everything is going to be lower. So we want to be higher. So what frequency you resonate at, high or low, you may find it easier to attract words. We've talked a lot in the past about forgive and release here, and that on the inside of us we have a soil that attracts wounds or positive. So if my soil is insecure because I've been badly wounded, I'm likely to attract negative things. When people say things that hurt me, they're going to take root on the inside of me, because my soil is susceptible for that kind of thing. The more I get healing, the more that God brings healing and emotional freedom on the inside of me. When people say things like "you're wonderful," if I'm completely broken, wounded, abandoned, rejection on the inside, and people tell me I'm wonderful, am I likely to be able to receive it? Probably no. But as I allow God on the inside of me and bring healing to those wounds and those things that have happened to me, my soil can change. So people can say I'm wonderful, and I'll say, thank you very much, I know I am. Because my soil on the inside will start to receive that. And really, this is a kind of another way of saying that we attract certain things by the frequency that we resonate at and the things that come out of our mouth. There's a verse in the Bible that says, from the heart the mouth speaks. So it stands to reason that if you realize, actually, I am quite negative, I do say things, I do put people down, I am negative, I'm negative about myself and other situations, it might well be that you have wounds on the inside that need to be healed. The good news is you don't have to stay that way. But it might highlight that there's some stuff that God wants to do on the inside. Now, we emit vibrations. I never thought I'd be standing here talking to you about vibrations. But have you ever walked into a room and thought, ooh, there's a bad vibe in here? Well, what do you think that is? It's frequency, which is really low. Or, ooh, I don't like the vibe that person's giving off. Sometimes we can be stinky. We can have a really bad attitude, and we can be emitting like, oh, I'm not going to go and talk to Joe today. It might be there's something going on or whatever, and we pick up people's vibes. We all have it. We all do it. Sorry, Joe. It's part of who we are. Equally, you can want to be around certain people because they emit a really good vibe. Some people you might think, I like being around them. They make me feel good, or they're really positive, or when I'm around them, I end up feeling like, yes, anything is possible. These things are frequencies and vibrations, and they're what we resonate from the inside. And words are really powerful in this whole thing. The way that we speak is really important. Because somebody with a positive vibe or releasing good energy, or whatever you want to say, will actually be speaking words of life, won't they? They'll be drawing you. They'll be passing something to you. Somebody with not a good vibe might be speaking these things here. Many of us, we've spent our lives being influenced by negative words which have taken root. We may feel judged. We may feel criticised. We've been gossiped about. We've been slandered. People have said mean things to us. And it's just shaped and affected the whole of our lives. You are useless. You are rubbish. You are, or you're not wanted. You're not good enough. You're a failure. Those kind of things, they shape us. And they create a frequency that we can live in. And those words are really not helpful. Undealt with, we store them deep down on the inside, and they become our belief system, and we act out of them because they become our value system. Now, we need healing at the deepest root level, because all of those emotions, those wounds, they get stored in ourselves as memory, but actually they get stored as frequencies, and we can see them released. And the more we're learning about oils and sound and all of those things, God is showing us new ways of getting deep into our cellular memory and healing them. So ultimately, we need a relationship with Jesus is the key that's going to unlock all these things. But along the way, we have a part to play how we are. There's a word, or some words that when I was at school, we used to say, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Do you know, that's one of the most ridiculous things ever. Because bones heal from sticks and stones. It's the words. It's the power of those words that we come under that get deep on the inside of us. And we can get wounded. Now, often you can tell by what comes out of your mouth, as I've said. But we can make judgments when people say words about us. And we can then be talking negatively about ourselves. We can make self-fulfilling prophecies. I will never. Or I will always. Or whatever it might be, we can say things that tie us in to those negative words that become judgments. And the truth of a judgment that we make, either we become it, I'll never be like that, and you end up being exactly like that, or you might not become it yourself, but you end up attracting it in some way. It's one of those laws. So it's really careful. Again, let's just examine where we are with them. As I said, Matthew 12:34 says, from the heart the mouth speaks. An indication, just from now, for the next few days, just examine what comes out of your mouth. Things are hopeless. Things are helpless. They're things. But actually, God gives hope. And one of the declarations that I love is, there is hope for change in every situation. You might think, yeah, not in mine. You don't know what my situation is. No, I don't. But the truth and the frequency which can raise your expectancy is actually, God's got to be the highest frequency anywhere, hasn't he? That's our potential. So whatever you've been through, whatever you've gone through, whatever you're going through, there is hope for change in Jesus. God can change us. Our situations, he can bring complete healing to the things that we've been through in the past so that we can move forward. Now, one thing that we all need as people, God put it in us from the very beginning, is that we need to be affirmed. Positive words, affirmations, we need that. The problem is when we don't know God intimately, when we don't have a relationship with God and know how much love he is, we look to other people for that. And that can really mess us up, because the power of words, we need to be affirmed. And we can end up looking for that in the wrong places, or we can end up shutting ourselves down when we don't get it. But the thing is that God wants to be that source of love on the inside of us, our foundation. And then he puts us in community, in family. You guys are in a community. You must drive each other crazy sometimes. But actually, you learn to accept each other. You learn to love each other because you're in this place. The power of affirmatory words in that will make such a difference for us in our daily lives. Affirming people, appreciating them, accepting them, that's what God wants for us. Not instead of him, and hear me wrong, it's no good us looking to other people to fill that deep need on the inside of us, because that's not how it's supposed to be, and that gets us into all sorts of trouble. But actually, God in that place, the rest of it can flow from us. We're meant to be nice to each other, quite frankly. Because if I say, you're laughing at, if I know God and God is love, what should I be? Love's the answer, guys. On the inside, I demonstrate God. How I am is going to show you what God should look like. Do I? Am I? The way that I speak, the way that I behave, is that a demonstration of who God says? So we need to know what God says about us. What does God say about us? If I'm going to demonstrate that, what does God say? How does God speak? Doesn't speak at all, obviously. You're amazing. Okay. Any more? Or shall I read these? You can just add to them. So God says, you're amazing. You're my son. You can. And where he says that is, you can do all things through Christ. Even if you think you can't, but you're in Jesus, you can do anything that God says to you. You will do it. You're wonderful. You're beautifully made. You're an overcomer. Accepted. You're loved. You're special. Forgiven. You're precious. You're cared for. You're truth. You're righteous. See, when God looks at us, he looks at us through Jesus. That's why we're perfect, because he sees us through Jesus. We are light. We are unique. We are cherished. Do you think those words, they resonate at a high or a low frequency? High frequency. So where we want to be is we want to be able to receive these, but that's not just it. We need to be able to give this away. We need to be able to speak these over other people and myself. I need to be able to be in that place where I'm like, I'm amazing. I'm wonderful. I'm not saying it in a cocky, arrogant way, but on the inside of me, for me to be who God's called me to be, this is what I need to know about myself. This is what I need to believe about myself, because it's what God says about me. And from that place, what I need to be able to do is release it over you, over the world around me. We live in such a hurting, broken world. People need to know this. Even if they're not connected with God, even if their lives are an absolute mess, God says they're wonderful, they're cherished, they're accepted. We have the privilege of actually bringing that, being that, and demonstrating that to people. So only God can satisfy these deep needs, but then he wants us to be able to give it away from the overflow of who we are in him. So he wants us to be able to affirm and appreciate. Matthew 3:17, what does that say? Okay, yeah. Matthew 3:17 says, the moment that Jesus came up out of the baptismal waters, the skies opened up and he saw God's spirit. It looked like a dove descending and landing on him. And along with the spirit, a voice. This is my son, chosen and marked by my love, delight of my life. That's what God said to Jesus. Isn't that incredible? That's what God speaks to each and every one of us. But are we able to receive it deep on the inside? So we come back to the words, which are really important. It was important enough for God to affirm Jesus. Don't let even one rotten word seep out of your mouth. Instead, offer only fresh words that build others up when they need it most. Have you ever been in... This is, sorry, it's a verse. Have you ever been in a place where you think, I just need some encouragement? I just need to hear something really positive? That's what this verse is saying. That way, your good words will communicate grace to those who hear them. It's really important. Proverbs 15:4. Kind words heal and help. Cutting words wound and maim. Proverbs 16:24. Gracious speech is the like clover honey, good taste to the soul, quick energy for the body. Proverbs 10:11. Mouth of a good person is a deep, life-giving well, but the mouth of the wicked is a dark cave of abuse. Words are really powerful. Let's make sure that we use them wisely. We can build up, we can turn tear down. Right, I'm going to play a song now. Before we play this, I found this fantastic video of this song and I couldn't find it anymore, so this is my second choice, but I think it's probably really good. Words can build you up, words can break you down, start a fire in your heart or put it out. Powerful. Let's use our words for building up. And the next one, Dan. I'll read this out just in case anybody can't see it there. But this is a story that I'm sure you've all heard before. One day, as a small child, Thomas Edison came home from school and gave a paper to his mother. He said to her, "Mum, my teacher gave this paper to me and told me only you are to read it. What does it say?" Her eyes welled with tears as she read the letter out to her child. "Your son is a genius. This school is too small for him and doesn't have enough good teachers to train him. Please teach him yourself." Many years after Edison's mother had died, he became one of the greatest inventors of the century. One day he was going through a closet and he found the folded letter that his old teacher wrote his mother that day. He opened it. The message written on the letter was, "Your son is mentally deficient. We cannot let him attend our school anymore. He is expelled." Edison became emotional reading it and then wrote in his diary, "Thomas A. Edison was a mentally deficient child whose mother turned him into the genius of the century." A positive word of encouragement can help change anyone's destiny. How amazing is that? Did she raise his frequency? That's what God says about us. That's what we need to be and to say to each other. Let's be life bringers. Let's call each other's destiny into being. Let's see God's potential. Even when we can't see it ourselves, let's reach out and bring it for others. I've got one more song. At the end of the day, everything that we do needs to spring out from what God says about us. So whether you want to watch this video right now or whether you just want to close your eyes and soak in the words, it's entirely up to you. But just let God bring his truth on the inside to raise our frequency so that we can receive and believe who we really are. I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough.
I was just thinking, sometimes when you sort of allow yourself to go and you enter in and you just get touched by God and you feel that sense of overwhelming love on the inside and just feel that in your heart and your spirit, and you just know that actually God has just touched you and spoken to you, and it's just for you. And so I just want to do an activation at this time, and it's activation is about for each one of you to have your own personal revelation of what God wants to speak to you, what God wants to say to you. Dan's going to play a bit of music. We're just going to very simply spend some time just closing your eyes, learning to relax. Just relax. Just if you need to, just breathe in and breathe out for a little while. And I just want you to picture a door. Any door, that may be a favorite door to you or a door that you remember, just picture a door. And as you focus on that door, you realize that the handle's on your side. And as you put your hand on the handle and as you open that door, you meet light. Maybe you see a figure. Maybe it resembles to you peace. Maybe it resembles to you love. Maybe you realize it's Jesus standing there. And he wants to take you and lead you. He simply said, if you choose, come follow me. And right now, I just want to ask Jesus to give you a picture, a word, a song, a film clip, something that speaks truth into your life. Maybe it's a word. Again, maybe it's a clip, a picture, a vision. It will speak personally to you. Something that God wants to say to you. Maybe as you just go on a little journey with him. Maybe as you follow him, as you walk with him, you feel this amazing presence. You can feel the warmth. Maybe you can even feel the hairs on your arms stick up. Maybe you can feel that warmth on the inside. To know that you can experience him and have an encounter with him. As you meditate on that. Truth that can change your life. Maybe it's today's giving you a truth to go and speak out over somebody else. Or go and tell somebody else. Maybe it's just to release those words, I appreciate you. Thank you for who you are. I'm grateful for meeting you. Thank you. We heard about frequencies and sounds this morning, how that effect, as I was playing the ball, that sends out a sound. And as you speak affirmative words, as you speak positive words, whether you're in your community, whether you're in your workplace, whether you're in your time of prayer, those words carry power, and they ripple effect out into the atmosphere, out over our families, over our situations, over our friends, over our family. As we declare those words and we release that sound, that echoes carries out and out and out, just like the pebble in the water has a ripple effect.
Just thinking about ourselves and maybe the way that we think or feel about ourselves, and there's always paper and pen here. And I was just thinking, maybe need to ask God for 3 truths, maybe from here or maybe something else, and write them down and just make a commitment with ourselves. Let's start speaking these over ourselves, because we may need healing from the inside, but actually we can start to change that frequency. We can start to change things. Maybe it might be, for instance, I am wonderful. I am an overcomer. For those of us who struggle with things, you know, we can be set in that mindset of like nothing's ever going to change. All the stuff that we said previously, nothing's going to be any different. But actually God says that we're overcomers. Maybe we need to pick maybe one thing that we can take away today. Maybe God showed you something when we were in that activation then. Write it down and decide to speak it out over yourself. Maybe it's, I am loved. I am loved. You might be, oh, well, I'm not loved and nobody loves me. That might be going on the inside. But by starting to choose to believe what God says about us, we can then open up and he can bring healing deep on the inside. But let's start raising those frequencies. Maybe it's, I'm forgiven. Maybe we've done some stuff and we're like, I've blown it. It's too bad. It's too much. It's already done. Let's start speaking that stuff out. Okay, so as we're kind of done in itself, maybe Dan could just put a song on, a gentle song in the background or something, just so that if we want to ask for anyone for prayer, maybe you're stuck. Maybe God's shown you something. You're like, I need some help here. Please don't take it away with you today. Let's just move forward together. So we're here for prayer if you want it, or maybe just write down what God's shown you. Even write down what God showed you in your activation, because sometimes we forget. We think, that was really great, I'll remember that. And you get home and you're like, oh, what was that again? Or equally, I was just thinking, some of the negative stuff that we might have been confessing over ourselves that God may have shown us today. The cross is there. Just write it down and just get rid of it and pin it to the cross.